Listening Library presents Your Presidential Fantasy Dream Team by Daniel O'Brien. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. This book is dedicated to every one of my teachers who yelled at me for not paying attention in class. You were right. And for Elise. Introduction. Drafting Your Presidential Fantasy Dream Team. I can't predict the future, so I'm not saying that several years from now, robots will rise up and attempt to overthrow humanity, and it'll be up to you to travel through time and assemble a presidential attack squad to defend America. But I am saying that we'd all feel really stupid if at least one of us wasn't prepared for such an event. If you're ever tasked with organizing the dream team of presidents, this chapter will probably be more helpful than any other chapter in any book, ever. Whether you're forming an action team to defend the planet, or just putting together a group of presidents to pull off some kind of grand scheme, every good team needs brains, brawn, a loose cannon, a moral compass, and a Roosevelt. I've included my best recommendations for all these positions, but you should feel free to pick your own. The brains. Brains are incredibly valuable, one of the reasons zombies want them so much. You need someone who can make a plan and think quickly on his feet, just in case that plan falls apart, which, if you're planning something big and elaborate with a lot of moving pieces, it almost certainly will. Without a competent leader running the show, your team will just be a bunch of angry presidents running around without any direction. My pick. Abraham Lincoln is your man. If you're talking about a guy who won't crumble when the heat's on and everything's falling apart, you want the guy who kept a cool head when the country legitimately fell apart. Lincoln didn't even have any military background when he took office, but as soon as the Civil War broke out, he picked it up real quick. He met with generals, he read books on strategy, he talked with his troops and confidently mapped out the North's strategy for victory, and he saw it through. A good brains guy sees everything several steps ahead of everyone else, which makes Lincoln, a man who saw the future and predicted his own death, uniquely equipped for the job. Alternate choice, Theodore Roosevelt. The brawn. Every team needs muscle. The A-team needed Mr. T, the Avengers needed the Hulk, and Alvin and the Chipmunks needed Mr. T on that one episode when Mr. T was a guest star, the C-team. For your Mr. T, you're going to want someone strong, tough, and crazy. Someone who doesn't need to be the smartest or the nicest, but who knows how to punch until there's nothing left to punch. My pick? You need Andrew Jackson. There's not much to say about his toughness beyond what's already been said in his chapter. Plus, I'm worried that if I type his name one more time, he'll appear and challenge me to a duel. The man loved duels, and I am not prepared for that. Alternate choice, Theodore Roosevelt. The loose cannon. Look, there's no reason to sugarcoat this. Every good attack squad needs someone who can do what others can't do, someone who isn't afraid to get his hands dirty. He operates in a moral gray area and might not always follow the law to the letter, but he gets stuff done. My pick. For this position, I cannot give James K. Polk a higher recommendation. In the 1840s, the stuff that needed to be got done was American expansion. We needed to stretch out to the Pacific coast to fulfill our manifest destiny, and Polk was the one who made it happen. As you'll learn in the Polk chapter, there's evidence that Polk lied to make this happen, to make America bigger and stronger. Did he lie? We don't know for sure, but we do know that Polk is the kind of man who can make tough decisions in the interest of serving the greater good. Alternate choice, Theodore Roosevelt. The Moral Compass. Without a strong moral compass, your team could fall under the control of your brawn and loose cannon. You need someone pure steering the ship, a leader everyone can get behind. Without Captain America, the Avengers would be consumed by ego and bouts of one-upmanship. Without Leonardo, the rest of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would succumb to a life of attitude and pizza parties. Without Mo, the Stooges would be lost in a dark world of violence and banana cream pies. Every group needs a guiding beacon to remind everyone that they're the good guys. My pick? The obvious choice for your team is George Washington, who is basically already Captain America to begin with. Washington is the only president that no other president has dared to criticize or find fault with. He's the only man who could rein in the egos and personalities of the rest of the team and keep them in check. Alternate choice, Theodore Roosevelt. The Roosevelt. Without a good Roosevelt, your team might as well just stay home, because they'd be as good as dead out in the field. The Roosevelt of your team will bring courage, spirit, adaptability, and a certain Rooseveltiness that no other presidents can equal. My pick? For this position, I recommend Theodore Roosevelt. Alternate choice, Theodore Roosevelt. Look, I'm not budging on this. If there really is a robot uprising, you can bet that the robots built a Robo Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, and if you don't have the real deal on your side, you won't stand a chance. Roosevelt embodies every other archetype on this list, and you'd be stupid not to have him. I guess you could maybe swap him out for Franklin Roosevelt, who is at an advantage by already being part robot. But if TR's free, your choice should be pretty clear. All Teddy, all day. But again, these are only my top choices for the positions if I was the one tasked with building this team. This book will provide you with lots of information about presidents, plenty enough for you to decide for yourself what the best dream team configuration might be. You might decide that you'd rather have William McKinley as your brawn because he's so big, or you might want Millard Fillmore on your squad for some bizarre reason that escapes me. But that's you, and that's your choice. I'm just here to give you the facts you need to make your decisions. There's a presidential scorecard in the PDF associated with this audiobook, so you can decide whether to draft each president to a spot on your fantasy dream team. I suggest you make a copy of the scorecard in case you change your mind as you listen to other chapters. This is an even better idea if you've borrowed this book from a friend or the library. 1. George Washington, the President of Presidents. Presidential term, 1789 to 1797. Political party, none. Spouse, Martha Dandridge. Children, none, though he's technically the father of his country, so lots. Birth date, February 22nd, 1732. Death date, December 14th, 1799. Fun fact, Washington is literally on money. There are two kinds of people in this world. People who don't actively enjoy being shot at, and George Washington. Most of you are probably in that first group, and that's why no one will ever put your picture on money. The idea that Washington liked being shot at isn't up for debate, mind you. No one is saying that Washington probably enjoyed being shot at because of his willingness to return to battle in service of his country. He admitted to it. In a letter to his brother about his time on the battlefield, Washington said, "I heard the bullets whistle, and believe me, there is something charming in the sound," which, according to rumor, prompted King George III to remark that Washington's attitude would change if he'd heard a few more. "Oh, ho, ho, perhaps you're right," Washington may have said good-naturedly with a chuckle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?